When you're pregnant, you start reading about the cost of having a baby. When you start reading about the cost of having a baby, you learn about the cost of sending that baby to college and immediately start saving all your money in a 529 plan. When you save all your money in a 529 plan, you save no money in your 401k, thinking your son will get a business degree from Harvard and take care of you in retirement. When you think your son will take care of you in retirement, he changes majors and gets a degree in jazz studies. When he gets a degree in jazz studies, he moves back home with you, and you have to support him. When you have to support him, you don't get to retire. Don't be forced to work through retirement to support your jazz-loving adult son. Stop investing without a plan. An upgrade to Money Talks.
This is Money Talks.
You heard the folks. We're back talking about all manner of things in this segment. We do have a situation to talk about. We teased it a little bit earlier, women's issues in finance. You know, a lot of these things apply to people no matter what the gender, but as we mentioned, there are things that would make you, if you're a woman and assuming that you're going to either be a single person in retirement or, you know, somehow become single, there are issues that you need to think about, not the least of which is the fact that women tend to live longer than men. So, Shauna, you got loads and loads of information
loads
you're about
of information.
To pile on us, right?
Absolutely. No, you said it just right. You know, this really is for anybody, no matter what gender they are. You really should have a plan. You know, a man or a woman or a man and a woman together, you know, husband and wife should have a plan, or a family have a plan, and understand the finances. So typically, you know, there is someone in the family that handles the finances in general. But that doesn't mean that the other person can't have any working knowledge of the finances. You know, things can happen unexpectedly. Someone can get hurt, you know, disabled, deceased, something can happen, and have an understanding of, you know, what that looks like in terms of, do we have life insurance? Do we have enough life insurance? How do I get access to all the accounts? Where are the estate planning documents? You know, having a plan in place so both parties know where anything is.
Sure.
So it's having a plan in place. But to your point, women do live longer. So, you know, when we're looking at our cash flow projections for our clients, we look at, you know, the youngest age 92 and run the projections out, you know, to the youngest age 92, whether it's male or female. But statistically, females do live longer than men. And, you know, so we do look in terms of planning for that, to making sure that the assets last longer if needed, you know,
right,
for the wife or what have you, late in later years.
Right.
Absolutely, we do.
So probably the biggest thing, no matter whether it's the male or the female, if you are not the party in your relationship that takes care of the financial information, biggest thing is just to make sure you understand at least enough to know where to go and look if something should, Lord
absolutely
forbid, happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Or if you have an advisor or a collective of advisors, you know, attorneys, CPAs, you know, your financial advisor, make sure that they have copies of everything. So, you know, there are some spouses that just aren't interested and they don't want to have all this level of detail, but just make sure that they know they can access someone who does. And I'm not saying you should give your advisors access to your bank account information,
right,
but it is important to have someone, you know, if they're not involved in the finances, to help orchestrate that if something were to happen.
Well, and you can create some type of document. Or, I mean, you have to think about, especially if you have one person that pays all the bills and, you know, they're responsible for, you know, in the relationship, that they take care of all of that type of thing. I mean, we had a situation where a client passed away, and he was the one that handled everything. And his wife didn't have the password to get on his computer, much less any of the usernames and passwords for, you know, and a lot of things are done electronically now. You know, if you do bill pay or, you know, anything like that, someone needs to know that information in case something happens to you, so that things don't just, you know, I mean, that's just your basic day-to-day living, not even taking into account, like, whether or not you have enough assets to last through the person's life expectancy. And I mean, there's just a lot of different things that you
sure
would want to make sure that that they have a knowledge of. And it is difficult because, you know, think passwords change and keeping something monitored like that. But if you use something like LastPass where there's one main password or something, that that can be helpful.
Sure.
In those type of cases.
Absolutely. So do you guys see very often that when you know you have a married couple that you're actually doing financial planning for, that one or the other of them is the only one that wants
yes.
to meet?
Yes.
And how do, I mean, do you encourage, I would assume you encourage folks to
yes.
make sure and share, but is there any advice you might have to somebody? At very least, I would say you'd want to be familiar with if you do hire mm-hmm. a financial planner.
And I don't, I mean, Shauna can talk about her clients, but I know that the client, a lot of clients that I meet with, there's one person that goes, oh, I just really, you know, I don't, I'm just here. I don't really understand what, you know, they don't, they'll even voice that they don't understand that, you know, about all the finances, and they just let their spouse take care of it. You know, we always try to encourage them. And Jean, you know, obviously came from an education background, and we try to educate our clients on this is why we're doing things and how we're doing it, and, you know, the whys and all of that. So it is important to us to listen and to pay attention and to understand that.
Right, yeah. So there's many different aspects of financial planning that you have to be concerned with. It's not just the plan itself, but
right.
the investments and whether or not that invest. And I would assume that, you know, if you had a life event where instead of a couple now it's a single individual, you could probably see that their investment risks could change,
mm-hmm.
Things of that nature. So, you know, one might be different than the other, but together there's something even different, you know, a third risk level. So I guess the investments, it's important to understand what's going on there as well.
Yeah, well, yes, and, you know, we often run plans to help determine whether or not a client needs life insurance, you know. So knowing that, but obviously when that event occurs, if a spouse passes away, you know, it's a tragic event. We always encourage the client, don't make any major decisions in the next 6 months to a year. I mean, that's, you know, you really need to kind of focus on, because their spending patterns are going to change. There's a lot of things that change during that time, and they have to kind of get an understanding of what their life is going to look like over that period
right.
of time.
All right, estate planning, anybody want to hit on that? It's important that both spouses be involved and that either would know what's going on, what's supposed to happen in the event that, you know, there is a life-changing situation.
Yes, and you want to make sure, one of the things that occasionally you'll have clients that come in and they have differing views on how they want the assets to go, but they're each other's primary beneficiary. So you want to make sure you're taking a look at what happens if something happens to you. Are your wishes going to, you know, occur after something happens to your spouse? If,
right.
You know, because if you don't have it set the way it's supposed to, it might end up the way
they want it.
Exactly.
And so you might want to make sure that everything works together in your estate plan.
Yeah, estate planning is probably the biggest way mm-hmm. that you could protect your wishes in your absence, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's take another quick break here, and we'll come back in a few minutes, and we'll answer some financial questions, which is really what we're here to do, right?
Absolutely.
You're listening to Money Talk. Stick around.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.